the Army just awarded a $97 million contract to rebuild how missile defense systems get tested at Redstone Arsenal. This is infrastructure work, 3 years of it, and it has a local contractor angle that most operators haven't caught yet. According to AeroVironment's announcement, the company won a $97.4 million 3-year contract from the Army Combat Capabilities Development Command's Aviation and Missile Center to build a next-generation missile defense testing infrastructure at Redstone Arsenal. The system is called Genesis. The contract was awarded through the Aviation and Missile Technology Consortium in March of 2026. Here's the thing about Genesis that doesn't make it into the press release. It doesn't launch missiles. Genesis doesn't launch anything, it just makes sure the things that do are ready. More precisely, it's a hardware-in-the-loop testing environment. You take a physical missile seeker or sensor, put it in a chamber that mimics space or a thermal battlefield, and run real flight scenarios without leaving the range. Flight motion tables, cryogenic space chamber facilities, multi-spectral imaging stimulators. Think of it as the last exam before a weapon goes operational, except the paper is a missile and the grader is the Army. But this isn't just a weapon system upgrade, it's an upgrade to the testbed that every missile program at Redstone eventually depends on. The Army's Aviation and Missile Center, the Missile Defense Agency, and dozens of prime and subcontractors all operate here. Genesis expands the infrastructure underneath all of that work. It raises the ceiling on what Redstone can qualify, and that matters for every program in the building. So the operator move here is clear. 3 years of construction and integration work on a government test facility doesn't happen with prime-only staffing. The Aviation and Missile Technology Consortium is structured to include qualified Alabama firms. If you're in facilities construction, mechanical systems, precision integration, or specialized technical staffing, reach out now. The contract was awarded in March and the integration schedule has already started. AeroVironment is headquartered in Virginia, but the work is at Redstone, which means local operations management, quality inspectors, and facility support are all on-site needs throughout the performance window. $100 million in missile testing infrastructure follows a predictable pattern in Huntsville. It validates the region's technical workforce, brings follow-on program funding, and signals to other defense prime contractors that Redstone's test range is getting upgrades. If you're tracking commercial real estate near the Arsenal Corridor or workforce demand in defense-adjacent tech, Genesis is a leading indicator, not a lagging one. Follow the Rocket City Brief on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so the next brief is already in your queue. We've covered Eli Lilly's pharmaceutical campus and the Genesis Award this week, two long-tail stories for operators in Huntsville real estate, staffing, and contracting. That's the Rocket City Brief, Huntsville's defense and business edge, condensed to fit your commute. More in the next brief.